Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Matt Leon here, and time for another college football preview, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Today, we take a look at the Division III Rowan University Profs, who call Glassboro, New Jersey home. In 2024, Rowan went 6-4 under rookie head coach Pat Rooley, finishing 4-2 in New Jersey Athletic Conference play and ending the season on a 3-game winning streak. I had the chance to catch up with Pat Rooley after practice recently in Glassboro to talk about his hopes for 2025.
So first of all, Coach, I know tail end of camp here as we're talking and getting ready to eventually transition to week one. How have things going?
Yeah, you know, we have 59 new guys this year in the program. So for me, coming in like the full true year, right, I got hired last July, the last time we talked. And, you know, so for me, it was a huge transition year last year. And then this year, still 59 new guys to figure out how to get those guys, you know, doing culture stuff, whether it's walkthroughs, meetings, and getting them caught up to what it means to be a college football player. We're learning, you know, and I think that's what camp's for. We're improving every day. I think today might have been our best go yet, and I kind of challenged those guys to that last night. I said, you know, we got it. We're getting closer to game week, and we got to start putting together better, cleaner, more competitive practices top to bottom, and I thought we did that today.
Overall, where do you see the strengths in the group right now from a maybe position standpoint?
Yeah, offensively, we got a lot of talent in the skill rooms. We're a little banged up at wide receiver right now, but, I mean, the running back room is super talented. We have two backs who I think are as good as any back in the league, and then we added a freshman who adds a completely different element to those guys in terms of, like, real home run speed. I mean, national track-type speed. Ran in the Penn Relays last year, and he's a guy that when he gets outside the box and outside the numbers, just strike up the band because nobody's catching them. So, yeah, the receiver room, and then, you know, really a combination of guys that were super young defensively, but just a combination of guys up front in the defensive line room who do have some experience. I think that group hopefully can generate some legitimate production for us, and I'm really happy with how the first two linebackers are playing right now just in terms of their athleticism and their ability to make plays.
Well, what's your quarterback situation right now?
Yeah, so we're pretty much in a same type of situation we were a year ago where two guys are getting varsity reps for us. I think that, you know, one guy, they both give different elements to us, right? So Nate is that guy who can get us really through the progressions of the full field read stuff and makes great decisions and commands the offense. And, you know, Matt Wellesley also commands the offense and has that it factor to him. You know, he's the guy that we're going to bring in and be able to run some of the QB run game stuff. But he's proven this camp that, you know, if that's what you think all he can do is, he's burned us with his arm a few times with great balls in the pocket composed. And so I feel great about either of those guys trotting out there to play for us, which is a blessing and a curse because obviously only typically one can play but at a time. But, just definitely two guys that I feel really good about if they're behind center to go win us a football game.
chance they will both be in the mix when it comes to playing?
Yeah, there's no doubt that, I mean, every game's going to be a little different. I think that opponent dictates sometimes, you know, what you're doing in certain situations. Weather also dictates what you're doing in certain situations, but there's no doubt that both of those guys have a varsity role from game to game. How many snaps that is by both guys is probably more predicated on what our game plan is based on the opponent.
What was your biggest question coming into camp, whether it was a side of the ball, a position, or maybe a few handful of players that you were really wanted to see, and have you gotten the answers you were hoping for?
So kind of on both sides of the coin, right? So I was looking to see how some of the guys that I thought were our key marquee guys, how they came back. And, you know, like our running backs, I mean, Nunez Bukola, it looks like an absolute thoroughbred right now. He is somebody who, you know, was kind of always a guy who was super talented. I think that we had some conversations this winter about if we want to maximize your ability, you know, you got to make a decision to really, you know, lock in and put in the work. And, you know, I don't know what he was doing this past summer, but he certainly responded the right way. He's, you know, he's looking phenomenal. You know, and then the quarterback room I was definitely interested about and kind of see how those guys prepped over the summertime, knowing that they were going to compete for time on the field. And then the linebackers, you know, we're replacing 9 of 11 guys on the defense. So for us, replacing 9 of 11 defensively really is who are those guys that are going to step up in terms of playmaking, but maybe even more importantly, who are the guys that were going to step up in terms of being leaders of the defense, right? Having all those seniors last year, there was a lot of natural leadership that occurred. Now, in the beginning of camp, guys are kind of looking to the left and looking to the right, trying to figure out, you know, who's going to say something that needs to be said. I think guys are starting to kind of figure out what that natural order is going to look like for this year, which is super nice. And I think there are guys that are definitely stepping up to be leaders on that side of the ball as well.
I think you finished last year winning your last three. I'm curious, can momentum carry over from one season to the next? Like, do you feel like the way you guys finished, and I think a real exclamation point in the season finale, is that something you carry on, or does every year kind of its own chapter?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that it certainly carried momentum into the off season. It certainly carried momentum into recruiting, into winter workouts, into spring ball, where, you know, that's, I know it sounds cliche, but that's when championships are won, right? Like, it's great to bring in transfers and a new freshman class, but the guys that are really going to be helping you go for, you know, hoisting that conference trophy, they're the ones that are on campus between, you know, January and May and that spring semester, you know, really, really putting in the work. And because of that momentum leading into the off season, I think it really was one of those things where guys were really working super hard. And really the seniors sent them out the right way, but really building that momentum into here is the expectation on how we play. We play four quarters. We play 60 minutes of relentless football, attack mindset on both sides. And so that was really a great kind of example of putting our resume out there is hopefully as we built last season. You know, we lost – the last game we lost was the Salisbury down at their place in the last 20 seconds. They end up going to the Elite Eight. We played a great football game in that game. We didn't get the result we wanted. But you talk about winning the last three. I would say the back half of the season, we really started playing more the brand of ball that I'm looking for. And so it was super encouraging knowing that we were playing kind of the – it wasn't even result-oriented, right? It was process-oriented on how we were going to go about our business. And they certainly answered that bell down the stretch.
And you kind of touched about this in the first question, but year two for you, and you talked about when you got hired. But has everything slowed down for you just as far as understanding everything that comes under the umbrella of head coach and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think the thing that's still – there's certainly things that pop up. And we have a new athletic director on campus, and he's doing an awesome job. He's been here for, you know, a month or so now. And so he has a big vision, and we have a lot of similarities in terms of what our vision for the program and how the game day experience can be and all that. And I think some of my being pulled in too many directions is self-inflicted sometimes, because I want this to be something that is special for the South Jersey, the greater South Jersey, Philadelphia area community, the Rowan community, the Glassboro community, where this place is packed. The game day environment's awesome. We're putting a good product on the field, but in the beginning, we're going to get people to come here because it's going to be an event. It's not just going to be a game, right? And so I've been doing a lot of on-hands work with that type of stuff, where obviously that pulls me away from doing some of the football stuff in the off season. So, yeah, I mean, trying to wear a lot of hats, getting more and more used to wearing a lot of hats, but I have a lot of great assistants right now who are really propping me up on the football side of things at times, and I trust those guys from a football aspect, so I'm able to go have a meeting with an athletic director or somebody over in the foundation or the development office and talk to people that are going to be fundraisers and people that are going to be financially influential in terms of continuing to change the facilities here and continue to upgrade the student-athlete experience for our guys. So, yeah, it's certainly something that's slowing down, but, as anybody who's ever sat in a seat, I'm sure it takes a little bit longer than 14 months to really feel like you have a handle on it.
And that will do it for this college football preview, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Want to thank Prof's head coach, Pat Rooley, for taking the time to talk with me. Rowan opens its season Saturday, September 6th at home against Case Western Reserve. That will be a 1 o'clock kickoff. We will have another college football preview coming your way soon. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.